Scott, help us to understand. I guess let's begin with the big picture in terms of AIDS cases, HIV in Northwest Florida. Where do things stand? You say we in this area have just surpassed a milestone number.
Yes, we just passed 3,000 reported cases, and I call it a milestone because when I started in this job 22 years ago, we only had 32 reported cases of AIDS in Northwest Florida. All we reported at that time was AIDS cases. We didn't start reporting HIV until 1997. So the cases were coming in pretty slow at that time, and have since, especially with the advent of HIV reporting and laboratory-based surveillance, our numbers have really picked up a lot.
Well, it's a bad news, good news scenario.
It's bad news, of course, anytime anyone is diagnosed with HIV or AIDS. But the good part is, if it is diagnosed, that means that you can take advantage of treatment to preserve your own health and your own life, and to also prevent the spread of the disease to others.
You said totally, we just surpassed 3,000. Break it down in terms of county.
AIDS cases, in Escambia County, we have reported 1,589 cases of AIDS in adults. Okaloosa, 320. Santa Rosa, 178. Walton, 78, for a total of 2,165 AIDS cases in Area 1. Now, children under the age of 13 children have been diagnosed with AIDS in Escambia County, 2 in Okaloosa, 1 in Walton, for a total of 16. Now, as far as HIV infection cases go, and these are persons with HIV, not AIDS, in Escambia County, 553 adults, Okaloosa 148, Santa Rosa 85, Walton 24, for a total of 810, and that's since 1997, mind you. We didn't start reporting it till then. Children under 13 years in Escambia County, 13 children have been diagnosed with HIV infection. Okaloosa County, 2. Santa Rosa County, 4, for a total of 19 in Northwest Florida.
So has the trend been, what has been the trend over the last few years?
Okay, that's a very interesting question because we're seeing something a bit out of the ordinary this year. Really, the epidemic had largely been stable for a number of years. That is, there was not a huge increase or decrease either way in reported cases of AIDS or HIV. But this year in 2013, through October, Escambia County's had a 44% increase in reported HIV cases and an 81% increase in reported AIDS cases. And that's compared to the same period of time last year, January through October. And we're still trying to determine exactly what's behind the increase, if it's an artifact that has to do with reporting or perhaps some delays in reporting, and we're maybe getting a surge of cases that were from last year that hadn't been detected till this year. I can tell you anecdotally in our county, since I work here and I touch each one of those cases, that we're experiencing a pattern of people who are being identified very late with both new HIV infection and AIDS at the same time. And unfortunately, this is a persistent trend. Still, the number one reason for people to get tested for HIV is because they're sick. And, of course, that's not the best scenario. Although everyone can benefit from HIV treatment, it actually works the absolute best overall when you are identified with the infection early and can start the treatment early. And that preserves your health the best and for the longest.
In terms of early diagnosis or testing, how are we doing in that regard? Are you tracking that?
Early diagnosis and testing, you know, the difficult thing is that there's still a lot of stigma surrounding the disease, and it's hard to get people who know that they have a risk for HIV and other sexually transmitted infections to submit themselves for testing at their doctor's office or clinic or at the health department. It's usually a matter of, you know, they have symptoms or they have a problem, and then they go and get testing done, which is not what we want to see. We want to try and control the spread of the disease in the community by identifying it early, treating it early, and thus slowing the spread. CDC in 2006 did change their testing recommendations, and they would like everyone to be tested for HIV, and they said between the ages of 13 and 64, everyone should be tested at least one time. Persons who are at risk, that is, they're not in a mutually monogamous relationship with a seronegative person, should be tested at least one time a year. And persons at very high risk, that is, persons with multiple partners, should be tested probably every 6 months just to be on the safe side. Because remember, the earlier we catch these things, the easier they are to treat and the better the outcomes.
The OraQuick and the quick turnaround testing, has that helped?
Absolutely. It's helped a lot. One of the agonizing things about HIV testing has been having to wait 2 weeks or longer to get results back. That is very, very stressful for people who are being tested. So these point-of-care tests that take anywhere from 20 minutes down to 1 minute, there's actually a rapid test now that takes 1 minute to get a readable result for a screening test. This makes it much, much easier for a person to gather up their courage and go in and get a test, because they know when they walk out of there, they're going to have a result and they're going to know what to do next.
And the other thing that I wanted to ask you about before I let you go is in terms of the disparity for the African American community. I see, and I guess all these numbers are historical, right?
We work a lot with persons living with HIV and AIDS. 50% of reported cases in Northwest Florida are among black or African American persons. And that really is a disparity, because they only represent about 14% of the local population. So the rate of infection in the black community is very, very high.
And we can go back to the stigma and the testing as one of the issues.
Right. It is one of the issues. And that is why we are kind of targeting prevention activities, testing activities, and prevention messages towards the most heavily affected communities. We want everyone to avail themselves of all the advantages of HIV testing, but it's especially important for persons in the black community, because it is much smaller than the rest of the populations found in Northwest Florida, and the community is in danger of, you know, having such a high rate of infection that it really affects future generations, of course. We have a lot of grandparents raising children whose parents, you know, have gotten too sick or have even died of the disease. These are trends that we really want to stop in their tracks, because we do not want any community to be decimated by disease.
Scott, if individuals would like more information about HIV/AIDS, where can they go?
We have a website for the Northwest Florida AIDS Consortium, which is an advisory group for the Ryan White Services. And that web address is NoFlacWeb. That's NoFlacWeb.org. And on that website, you'll find lots more information about HIV and about services and opportunities in the area. And there's also a widget on the page where you can put in your zip code and find out where there are free HIV testing sites close to you in the community.
Well, Scott, we'll hold it there. I want to thank you.
You're very welcome.
Scott Mickley is Surveillance Coordinator for Area 1 in Northwest Florida for the Florida Department of Health of Escambia County. And I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.